From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Millions of people in eastern states are still without electricity in a heat wave after major storms swept the region Friday night. Utilities warn it may be days before power is restored to everyone. But NPR's Allison Keith reports some people are sticking to their normal routine.
Out on the National Mall, Anjali Patel is dripping with sweat as she stands under a tree.
It's really hot.
But despite sweltering temperatures, she's out for her usual run.
Almost, maybe a mile less.
The mall seems nearly deserted as many seek air-conditioned shelter in the nearby museums, but Patel is still smiling and hoping to make close to 10 miles.
Yeah, it feels good to get it done with. I'm probably not going to be smiling, you know, on mile 8 or anything.
Patel isn't carrying water, saying she relies on the water fountains.
But today I would say bring, like, extra water because you'll need more of it.
Allison Keys, NPR News.
About 10,000 people are still out of their homes in Colorado Springs because of a major wildfire that's been burning for a week. Nearly 350 homes were destroyed. Don Reeves owns a house in a neighborhood called Carroll Lakes. He says the firefighters are doing a great job, but he's frustrated that he can't get any information on his home.
Because our home is in a neighborhood that is in the national forest, we're concerned that obviously with the break-ins that have occurred in Colorado Springs, whether or not our area is adequately patrolled.
Officials warn of another problem, bears. Black bears have been displaced from their usual habitat by the fire, and they're lured to neighborhoods by the scent of garbage. People rushing to leave fail to secure their trash against wildfire. The problem in northeastern India is too much water. Monsoon rains have inundated more than 2,000 villages in Assam state. Officials say at least 62 people died in floods and landslides. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. If the polls are right, Mexicans are poised today to bring back to power the PRI, or PRI, party, which lost the presidency 12 years ago. This is the same party that ruled Mexico for more than 70 years. The PRI's presidential candidate, Enrique Peña Nieto, has been leading the polls for months. From the central state of Mexico, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Here in Mexico State, just outside the capital, Enrique Peña Nieto is very popular. He was recently the governor and left office with high marks. Voters today have said they believe he is the best to fix the sluggish economy and violence that has gripped Mexico for the past 6 years. And many voters say they believe Peña Nieto is different and not like the old PRI that ruled the country with an iron fist for most of the 20th century. Primary on voters' minds is the economy, jobs, and crime. Many say they are unhappy with the current administration of Felipe Calderon, who promised to create jobs but spent much of his term launching a violent war against drug traffickers. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico State.
This is NPR News from Washington. The European Union implemented new sanctions against Iran today, barring EU countries from buying oil from Iran. The embargo is designed to pressure Iran not to pursue a nuclear weapons program. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's considering putting the United Kingdom's continued relationship with the EU to a public vote. Larry Miller reports.
Cameron doesn't want to leave the EU, saying that's not in Britain's best interest, nor does he want further integration with a 27-nation bloc. He wants to scale it back. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, Cameron says there's too much bureaucracy in the EU, too much meddling in internal British issues, and too much binding EU legislation that should be scrapped. Cameron concedes his government's coalition partners won't agree. The Liberal Democrats are dedicated to European integration, so a referendum would not happen before the next election, and that's if the Conservatives win. Cameron's trying to appease his party and also lay out now what's likely to be a key part of the Conservatives' campaign strategy. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
If you're a fan of My Little Pony, there's only one place to be this weekend, the Meadowlands in Secaucus, New Jersey, for a convention of enthusiasts for the Hasbro toy line. First released in 1983, the pony's popularity led to television specials, a movie, and a cartoon series. About 4,000 people are attending the convention, many in costume. There's a subset of fans that call themselves bronies, boys and men who love My Little Pony. 26-year-old Zach North from Dayton, Ohio, says he likes the show because it's colorful and innocent, which he says is something he doesn't have in his life. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.